Hello, and welcome to Yousef Stoop. I'm Yousef Dave. We come to the stoop to grow mentally, physically, and spiritually. Whatever the area of today, may you leave healed and ready to take on your day. I love you. Blessings.
Hey, Yousef Dave here. Welcome back to another episode of Yousef Stoop. This episode will be called The Art of Being Still. Psalm 62:1. Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. So in that scripture, the stillness comes with the peace of knowing that God is everything. And he sets everything in order. But the real question is, what is stillness? A calm, quiet, motionless state. Imagine water that hasn't been disturbed, or a tree that hasn't been blown by the wind, or going downtown and you're the only one that's there. Everything is silent. Only the lights speak. That is stillness. Psalms 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. This brings up the question of why stillness is important. And right after intermission, we'll go right into that and discuss these points. Practice being still. Listen to the intermission. See what you feel. Stillness creates focus. Focus helps you hear God when he's giving guidance upon the path. Psalms 37:7. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. You see, stillness creates balance within your being. And when you're balanced within, that allows God to fight for you. That allows God to correct the situation for you. Exodus 14:14. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. That simply means that your energy can go elsewhere because you're allowing yourself to sit and wait. And when you do that, you're opening up the possibilities of new paths, new understanding, deeper revelation. And you find that your emotional clarity and well-being begins to improve because you're becoming more and more aware of you, things that's happening around you, and you develop a deeper relationship with God, which is the foundation of all this wellness, this betterment. And the way that you create stillness varies, but what are very important pieces of it, I would say, is introspection, journaling, and prayer. The introspection allows you to dig and gain those revelations that we were just talking about. And then the journaling lets you put all of your thoughts out in front of you so that you can pick through them, you can look at them, you can understand them. And then prayer opens up that communication with God so that in that stillness, you're still getting guidance. The art of being still is a discipline, and it's a muscle that you have to continually work. So the further that you get, the better that it becomes. I hope that you've learned the importance of stillness. I hope that you have a greater understanding of what it is, and that moving forward, you can begin to create your own philosophy of how stillness develops for you. Remember, when it's founded in God, you will always get the result that you need. Thank you for joining me here on The Stoop. And remember, I love you. I'm glad that you're here. Peace from me to you.